Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, October 19th, and we're officially 12 days away from Halloween. And we've got our weekend meteorologist, Joseph Dames, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to everyone. Do you have a Halloween costume? Is that something you're
into?
You
know what? I do. I think we're going to go on air with the costumes, so
whoa!
I had to get one this year.
Yeah.
But I'm actually really excited about it. I'm going to make a Rubik's Cube costume.
Oh, gosh. That's perfect.
And hopefully wear it on air. So catch that show on Halloween on AM Extra. It's our new morning show. We've had it since January. Pretty fun, though. So
you can't miss that.
So I still have to build it myself, and that's going to be a lot of constructing with cardboard
right.
and hot glue. I hope it turns out okay. I guess I've already promoted it here, so it's okay. Got to happen now.
Okay. How detailed are you going to get it? Is it going to be a finished cube, or is it going to be mixed up, or what? Have you planned that one out yet?
I haven't planned it out. I was going to ask folks, should it be solved already or not? I just can't have any of the green squares in the front because there's
right.
a chance I'm on the green screen, so it would be transparent. So got to keep that in mind.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not sure. What do you think I should do?
I think it should be solved.
Okay.
If it isn't, I think it's going to look or almost solved. Maybe like really close to being solved.
Yeah, just like that last corner.
If it isn't, it's just going to look like stained glass, I think. So
You're right.
That's my thought.
Okay.
But
that's good input.
I'll give you some extra help. I think you should make it so you can move it like a Rubik's Cube. So get going. If you start today, I think you can get that accomplished.
This is going to be out of cardboard, Joseph.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
That'd be cool.
Nice. Well, this week, at least on Monday, we're expecting some fairly pleasant weather.
Yeah.
We do see some pretty interesting changes as we head towards the weekend. So,
yeah
I mean,
that's a
you were watching the forecast over the weekend. Was there any day in particular that you were excited for?
Thursday.
Hmm.
Thursday's going to be today, I think, because it looks like it's going to be kind of dry and sunny. But with that being said, I was a little off this weekend. I had temperatures a little bit cooler, and we hit 67 degrees, I believe, on Sunday. And so it was pretty mild. I know I had a lot of folks and some of our coworkers were out at the pumpkin patches. You know, it's that time of the year. And one of the morning producers, and she's like, hey, it was actually kind of warm. And so
yeah.
we had like a weak front move through, and it just didn't cool us down. But this week, the biggest trend, as you hinted to, is we're actually going to get kind of cold as we go through the week. But
yeah. It does look finally a little bit of a change here. And I think you were talking about how October can be a very transitional month. We started out the month still with summer-like weather and plenty of sunshine. And now we're finally cooling down. We also got a lot of rainy events, too, through the month already. But finally, cooling down to below normal temperatures as we head into Friday and Saturday. And in fact, only Monday. Monday is the only day that I have in the low 60s.
Yeah, and then it just goes down and down from there. Yeah, if you moved to Portland in October, you would just find the weather to be pretty bizarre, probably. You know, like if
right.
you moved in like the 1st of October and you're like, wow, it's so nice. It's October. It was 81 degrees on the 2nd. And then like wait a couple weeks and you're like, it's 50. Maybe 40.
And pouring rain.
Yeah. I did move here in October, and it was, like, really nice out. It was beautiful weather, beautiful fall weather. But, yeah, I can't imagine. You know, if you moved here the first of the month, it would just be a wacky month for you.
a big roller coaster. So
sure.
this week, we're expecting a big cool down. It kind of happens gradually. So every day moving into the week, it gets slightly cooler. There are a few exceptions, mainly the low to mid-50s for much of the week. So basically, you want to grab a jacket. Our overnight lows also cooling, too. So as you start your morning, or if you're out late, we'll probably dip into the 40s mm-hmm. a bit more this week, and our high is only topping off in the mid-50s. So a little cooler, a medium jacket would be nice, and there will be a right. little bit of rain, too. There's a couple moments on Tuesday afternoon. It looks like a fairly weak front will scoot on by, which mm-hmm. could bring a chance for some showers into Tuesday evening, and then again on Wednesday afternoon. And yeah. then, Thursday, you're talking about finally dries out. We'll see some sunshine. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, for now, I think so. I think that's going to be a nice day. I've been staring at my flannels in my closet for a while now. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm going to bust you out here soon.
Yeah. Well, even on a nice fall-like sunny day, a flannel can still work great. You know, it's just enough wind yeah. and chill protection if it gets a little chilly outside. So, yeah, flannel season. It's finally here. You're in luck.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, just to throw it out there. So I think this week is a good week for something like that. As you mentioned, temperatures in like mid-50s. And that is below average, not by a lot. I think our average high now is 62. I think today it fell down to 62. So 55, it's not too far off. But if we hit like 48 on Saturday,
yeah,
or the upper 40s on Saturday, hey, that's a good like 10, 12, 15 degrees below average.
Yeah, so real chilly by the weekend. So let's talk about the weekend. We start to cool down heading into Thursday and Friday and then also Saturday, but we also start to pair that cold air with some moisture. So on, right. on our model maps, we've been watching a relatively quick system kind of developing Friday night into Saturday, which will bring some moisture into the region. So some of the areas that may see the biggest impacts with the moisture and the cold will be in the mountains. I've been seeing some yeah. good accumulations of snowfall, maybe up to about 6 inches on Mount Hood. And our snow levels really drop heading into Friday and Saturday morning, down to even about 25,000 feet. So that means even below the passes, some of those areas, maybe near Sandy or a little higher in the foothills, could see some snowfall. And in terms yeah. of accumulation, it doesn't look like a lot. And we're still at that point in the year where it's early for these snow events. So roadways are still fairly warm. So if we see any accumulations, they'll be very light. And I think they'll melt pretty quickly, especially with the system being very quick, and it looks like we do dry up heading into Saturday afternoon. But yeah, there's a chance for some winter weather up in the mountains again this weekend.
Yeah, and we've seen some snowfall on the mountains, which has been so pretty. We were, you know, snapping photos before and afters of Mount Hood, but I think this is like a first real good snow. So that'll be nice. It's always great to start building a base. But as you mentioned, it's still October. We can still see temperatures warm on up. You know, that can melt pretty quick, especially if it gets down to like 2,500 feet or something like that. That could warm up still pretty quick. So we'll see what happens. But it'll be nice to have some snow, I guess.
I mean, some lucky winters, the ski resorts open by Thanksgiving. So we're right. close to about a month away, a little over a month away. So we're kind of in that window where we could start to see some significant snowfall events up in the mountains. And in fact, I think we'll probably see one within the next 2 to 3 weeks or so, where we get, you know, right. over 6 inches or over a foot of new snow with these larger weather systems that will start to develop and roll into the Pacific Northwest. So it's an exciting time.
It is. It definitely is. To the point where I have to slowly crank my brain to be like, all right, we're going to start talking about snow here now.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta get into that frame of mind where we're moving into winter.
Uh-huh.
Kind of takes a while.
Yeah.
But this year it's like 2 weeks. I had like 2 weeks to just figure it out, mm-hmm. and here we are. So mm-hmm.
that's why October can be so fun, though. You get a mix of just a whole bunch. It's one of the most variable months. Yeah. We can get warmer temperatures, we can still get fog, we can get a lot of rain, and we can get real cold too. We've never seen yeah. snow in October in Portland, right?
Not that I have seen, unless it happened way long time ago.
The observed
the record. So
okay. So yeah, I mean, it's very unlikely in Portland, and that's not what we're seeing this weekend. We're not expecting snow in Portland. But there are some right. areas that are a little interesting. The Gorge and further east into the Dalles and even, you know, eastward into Goldendale up in Washington. Maybe those areas could see some accumulating snow.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how low those snow levels end up getting. But the Columbia Plateau, yeah, it's gonna be cold enough, and at least right now, it appears like it could be cold enough. So it could be time. It could be time. I don't have the records though for areas like the Dalles in the Eastern Gorge. You know how early they've seen some snow. So that's gonna be some digging probably here this week. But definitely for Portland, as far as I recall. Looking at some of the old reports coming out of the National Weather Service, we haven't seen snow before Halloween. We haven't seen snow, measurable snow at the airport. So
yeah, nice.
Well, it would be something else. It would be 2020.
That's what I've been saying. You know that there's so much that's happened this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a total snowmageddon this winter. You know,
yeah,
bring it on. That's where I'm at right now. But yeah, so as we head towards the weekend, real cold temperatures set in aloft, which means right now we're seeing a good amount of snow up towards Mount Hood, maybe even some light accumulations out towards the foothills, possibly a wintry mix even in the gorge. And also seeing a little bit out towards Central Oregon, maybe in Bend, but you kind of have to pair the cold air with moisture, and out towards Central Oregon, it may stay too dry. So we'll be watching these models pretty closely this week, especially into the weekend, to see what actually forms with that weather system that comes in.
Now, did you see any wind coming in? Any sort of like wind events?
I haven't. But as you know, as these systems roll in, they do kind of generate some stronger winds from the south. But I didn't see any atmospheric rivers. It's almost like these systems are a little too small and quick. So that's something that we'll also watch possibly on Friday. But for now, not going with anything too stormy.
Yeah. You know, we'll have to see about that little low that comes rolling in on Friday and see if that, you know, picks the wind up at all. But
well, I think overall this week stays fairly mild. The showers that come in on Tuesday and Wednesday aren't going to amount to much. I think the wettest point of the week will be Friday into Saturday morning. And even that can adjust a little bit as we head into it. So, yeah, keep your eyes peeled on the weekend. And also, this is still the perfect time of the month where the leaves are really starting to bloom. I know, Joseph, you've talked a lot about leaves and colors. Do you have anything to share about what folks can expect as we head into the end of October?
You know, the more I learn about this, because I've spent a lot of time, you know, covering stories and just super fascinated by this time of the year. It does seem like it's about this time around Portland where we start seeing some of our peak colors, you know, getting close to the end of October. one thing that helps is like some cooler nights. And not down to freezing or anything like that. But we've had some pretty mild nights. I mean, our overnight temperatures have been in the mid-50s.
Right.
We had some 40s last week, and you kind of touched on this. But so I think the lack of having some cooler nights has prevented kind of the breakdown there. And so I think our leaves are going a little bit slower. But you can still find some really pretty trees out there. And I think as we go through this week, I think it's going to start transitioning.
Nice.
So we'll see how it goes. I did kind of toss some information in a web article from last week, but I didn't do like a full breakdown of it. So I think that's still necessary.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of information on coin.com from Joseph, but I do think with Thursday, if we get that sunshine, that may be a perfect day to go out and see some leaves, because there are some colors even in my neighborhood where leaves are a little bit more orange. So with that sun just popping on the leaves, could get some nice views.
I was going to say, I've seen some reds. I haven't seen really any real golden trees yet, but kind of depends on the tree. Mm-hmm. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
End of October, I think, is a good time frame. So, yeah, and enjoy this week. It should stay fairly mild. Keep your heavier coats nearby, and stay tuned to the forecast as we head into the weekend, because we could see some interesting winter weather play out, especially out for the mountains.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.